just got back from a closed briefing from the Armed Services Committee that both Senator McCaskill and I attended on Iraq and Syria. Not much good news there, as you might imagine. Other not very good news is a report that just released this morning on Benghazi by the Intelligence Committee. I was on the committee back in September of 12 when they started this effort to compile this report. Their conclusions are that neither the Defense Department or the State Department handled this the way it could have handled it, and all or some of those deaths could have been prevented if the U.S. government had acted on the information it had, particularly the information it had prior to the attacks. And there's no question that the initial stories about the attacks were that they were generated by a mob that that suddenly got out of control. That's just not true. It wasn't true at the time. I saw the surveillance videos within a few days of what had happened at Benghazi. And all of the people who were there, by the way, who 24 hours after the attack were headed to Germany and were available, were basically withheld from any congressional questioning until many of them have still not been allowed to be questioned. Those that have been questioned have been clear, as I knew they would be, in pointing out that there was no demonstration that went bad. There was a clear attack that was an attack from the very first moment, and that Benghazi report is out today.